Okay, today's daf is Chagiga daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the story that we started yesterday when the two rabbis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch and Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, met Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin, and they asked him what was Mishadish in the Beis Medrash today. No, we're your Talmidim, there's nothing. No, but there's always something in Beis Medrash below Chiddush. So they told them the big Chiddush about Hakel, and then we quoted a couple of other memers in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So then the Gemara says now on Gimel Amud Beis, why didn't they just say it beferish? Why were they trying to hide it, it seems? V'leimer le behedya, a little more than halfway down. So the Gemara says, Misha Maisa Shahaya, because of the following story where it didn't turn out so well that someone said, quoted something in the name of what he had heard in the Beis Medrash, so that's why they were a little hesitant to repeat something. Titania, because the Tosefta says as follows: Maisa Rabbi Yosi ben Dermaskis shehalach lahakbil pnei Rabbi Elazar belud. He went to see Rabbi Elazar. Amar lo machidish hayu beBeis Medrash hayom. What was the chidish? Amar le nimnu vagamru. So they said he repeated that they had voted in the Beis Medrash and decided. Amon u'Moav ma'asrin ma'aser shein ani b'shvius. Amon and Moav, which don't have kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, you take off ma'aser ani there during Shemitah. That's what they decided. They decided that. What do you mean? Tosfos, second Tosfos. Lefi seder hashanim, if you think about the proper cycle of years, hayolahem lahafrish ma'aser sheini, shushana rishona. If you do the years, we know this week's parsha, right? Be your ma'aseris. 1, 2, 4, and 5 is years of ma'aser sheini. Years 3 and 6 are years of ma'aser ani. The switches. So year 7, you never have 2 years of ma'aser ani in a row. So it should be ma'aser sheini. Again, in Eretz Yisrael, there's Kedusha Shvius, there's no Matshumas and Maisras. But in Chutz La'aretz, there is not Kedusha Shvius. The Rabbanan, though, instituted mitzvahs, Shumas and Maisras. So the question is, which one is it going to be? So that was the takana that they made. It should be Maisar Ani, because Tosfos says, Maisar Ani noig b'shishis, v'lamatzina Maisar Ani, shtei shanim retzufim, ala takanu tiknu ba. They wanted to make sure that Aniyim had extra food during Shemitah. So they made it a Maisar Ani year. So it would be Maisar Ani year, 2 years in a row. And then Tosfos said they should make the whole thing Maisar Ani, not even Truma Gedola, but they didn't want to like totally change the types of rules that govern every year during the Shemitah cycle on a Drabbanan level. So that's Tosfos explains that here. So that's what he reported, that Amon and Moav have Maiser Ani taken from them during Shemitah. Amar Loser, Belazar hears this and gets very upset. Yosi, pshot yadecha v'kabelinecha. Stick out your hand to cover up your eyes. He was upset that this was an earlier generation enactment. Not like somebody knew that they voted in the Beis Medrash. So he said, Elashar, cover up your eyes. Pashad yada v'kabel einav. And he did that, and he lost his eyesight. V'kabel einav. Bacha Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar starts crying. V'amar, sod Hashem li'ri'er b'riso lahodia. Maybe he didn't mean to do this. Maybe he was just upset. But he started crying and said, sod Hashem li'ri'er, the secret of Hashem is to the ones who fear him, u'briso lahodia, and his covenant, lahodia, to let them know. He was exclaiming that these later generation scholars, right, these later Talmidei Chachamim, were mechaven to the earlier generation. Now he was kind of like praising them. Amar lo lech emar lahem, go tell them, al tachushu l'minyanechem. Don't worry, don't have any second thoughts about your minyan. Kach mekubalni mirab Yochanan ben Zakkai. I have a mesora going back to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheshama meirabo, v'rabo mirabo, going back to all the generations. Hilchas alamoshe misinai, that it's hilchas alamoshe misinai. We'll talk about that lashon in a second. Bez Hashem, amunua ma'asrin ma'aser sheni b'shvius. So it goes back very many generations. Matam, why? Harbe krachem kafshu oli Mitzrayim v'lo kafshim oli Bavel. There were many villages that the oli Mitzrayim conquered, and then when they came back, and then they were exiled, and when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, when they were building by Yesheni, it was not reconquered. The Holy Bible did not reconquer it. Mipnei, and therefore those areas do not have Kedusha in terms of Shemitah, and therefore the Rabbanan can make up the rules of what's going to be in those areas. Why doesn't it have Kedusha? Mipnei. Shekedusha Rishona, Kidshala Shaita, Velo Kidshala Salavo. The original Kedusha of Yeshua ben Nun is not everlasting. Lo Kidshala Salavo, Vihinichum. And therefore they let it be without Kedusha. They didn't re-sanctify it, and they enacted Maaser ani, kedei sheyisvechu aleihem aniyim b'shvius, so that the aniyim will have something to eat during Shemitah. Tana, last line, la'achar shenetziyash v'daito, after he was a little calmed down, Amar Yiratzon Shiachzru Eine Yosi Lemkoman V'chazru. Okay, Yosi got his eyesight back. That is the story, but because of that worry that he was so upset about hearing the news Rasha, that's why they were hesitant in the previous story. Just two or three points. Number one, a detail, and that is towards the beginning of the story, Revi started crying and said, Son Hashem Li Reyev. The Ben Yoyada quotes the Arizal. Quotes the Arizal here, towards the end of his explanation of the story. He quotes first that the Sanhedrin are called the Einayim of the generation, and that's why Dafka focused on the eyes of the messenger. Uma shebacha ata, mebnei shehirgish, shegavra midas hagvura ba'osa shah. Bir oso shehanisho ba'onesh kasha umar. V'lachein ratza lamatik midas hagvura. K'dei sheyuchal espal alav v'rafoso. He wanted to kind of make the ground soft before he started davening, and therefore he started crying. The Yadua, and it's known what the Arizal says in Shar Maimar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Da Bechia Mematekes Hadinim Bahagvuros. Crying softens up the din before even one davens. So that is what is said here. Why he started crying. Number one, number two, the language of Halacha Moshe Misinai. We're talking about a din to Rabbanan. What does it mean? Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right, that the Rabbanan made this in earlier generations. So either Rabbeinu Chananel here means, it just means like a very, very ancient Misora. Doesn't mean literally Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rush, not the Rush here, but the Rush in Hilchas Mikvaos. It's at the end of Maseches Nida. The Rush has Hilchas Mikvaos. There in Siman Aleph, the Rush brings our Gemara as an example. That Halacha Moshe Misinai sometimes just means a very clear-cut Halacha that everybody knows. Clear cut halacha that was accepted that everybody knows. That's the language of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Omeri, there he's talking about certain psulim in the mikvah. Shalom matzino b'shum makom, halacha Moshe B'Sinai b'psul mikvah, v'im yeshno b'shum makom, yesh lafarsho kimo halacha Moshe B'Sinai, am monomo av mezasar meiser ani. The Meseches Chagiga, Dav Gimel. She'eno ela, it only means as follows. Klomar dover barur, ka halacha Moshe B'Sinai. V'chein kol be'emes, in Shas, halacha yi she'omer b'shas gavi mili d'rabbanan. Sometimes you have the lashon in the Mishnah in Pesach Shabbos. Be'emes amru. That also means clear cut, just like Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? Remember, the Rambam says that in Halacha Moshe B'Sinai there's never a machlokas, right? A controversial line. But either way, he's emphasizing that there is clarity. Everybody agrees. So that's what it means here too, and that's what it means a number of places. The content of the law we've spoken about many times. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, who gives a svara, an explanation for the difference between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia. The Rambam says, "By Yerushalayim, so that Kedusha remains forever. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his Shechina, and by his Rishon, that's there forever, Shechina ain't a betela. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says, Kedusha Rishona was not Niskadosh forever, Lasa Lavo. The Rambam's Lashon is because that was through Kibush. That was through conquering. And if you conquer to create the Kedusha, then if you get conquered, that removes the Kedusha. The Kedusha is lost. Mashen came by Sheni was through Chazaka. It was built through settlement, and through the settlement, that lasts forever. Many questions on the Rambam. The first one was Kibush, and then it was Chazaka. Right, they settled there after they conquered the 31 kings. Not all of them. But then the second one was purely through Chazaka. There was no war. They were given permission. So why does that last longer? That's the Katsavish's kasha there. I don't know the difference. Katsavish just leaves the Pesarachian. What's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? So we discussed in the past what the difference between those two are. Rav Soloveitchik has a couple of suggestions. The Tosfos Yontif discusses it. But that is the Rambam and Hilchos Beis HaBechira, which we will leave for now. Okay, a lot to do today. Vayter. Tanu Rabbanan, last skinny line, on the bottom now. Getting back to halachas of Aliyah L'Regel, and halachas of Chiyuvim in the Karbanos of the Yom. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezeu Shota. So who is the Shota that we say is Pater from Mitzvos, and Pater in this context, right, the first Mishnah we had 2 days ago, back on that vase, everybody's Chayiv and Re'i except for Cheresh, Shota, V'Katan. So we spoke about Cheresh. What does that mean? Does that mean deaf mute? Does that mean one or the other? That was a discussion on yesterday's daf. And now we're up to the next word, shote. So what does shote here mean? Rashi here says, we're not just talking about here, but he says, generalizes it. Ezeu shote ha'amar b'chol makom, shepater min ha'mitzvos. Who is a shote that's pater from mitzvos? U'min ha'onesh, ve'ein kinyon o kinyon, ve'ein memkar o memkar. who is a shote who is excluded from all different halachos. So, hayotze yichidi balayla. Someone who goes out by himself at night. We'll see what that means. It means that in a place where you're not supposed to go by yourself, in a dangerous place. Fa'alan bebeis hakfaris, somebody goes to sleep in the cemetery. Fa'makareas ksuso, somebody tears his clothing. So all these three types of behaviors are reflective of a shota. Itma Rafuna amar achiyu kulim bebasachas. You have to do all of them, Rafuna says, to make a person a shota. Rav Yochanan amar afilu ba'achas bayan, even if one only does one of them. So Eichi Dami, what case is this machlokas in? I da'avid luhu derech shtus. Is it where he's doing it in a way that he seems out of control? Afilu b'chadadami. Then everybody should agree, even one. He's acting like a shote, even once. E the low avilu derech shtus. And if he doesn't look like he's out of control, maybe he has an excuse why he's doing it. Afilu kulinami lo. Then even if he does all of them. So what's the case here? So says the Gemara, La'olam teka aviluhu derech shtus. Really, he was doing it in a shote type of way. V'halon, but the problem is, but each one of them by themselves, you really could explain it away that he's not, even though he's doing it in a derech shtus, but maybe he has a good excuse. V'halon beveis hakvaros, Eimer kadesh tishra alav ruach tumahu teka avid. Why would somebody be sleeping in a cemetery? In order to have the Ruach Tumah rest on him. Rashi says, Ruach Shedim, Sheyisayuhu Lios Machashev. He was going there because he wanted to try to bring up the spirits. Not that he's a Shota. He might be an Avarian. He might be doing something wrong. But he's not a Shota. Right, we just had, if you remember, a couple of days ago, the end of Moed Katan, Daf Chav Ches, we spoke about Machashef a little bit. Remember those stories where one of the Amorim was on their deathbed, and one of them said, come back to me afterwards, tell me what's going on. Right, after how the death was, how painful it was. And we discussed, are you allowed to do that? So we said, maybe there's a difference between trying to bring the Guf back up and trying to bring the Neshama back up. What about Shaul HaMelech, when he went to the witch of Ein Dor, and he brought Shmuel and Avi back, which we'll get to later on today's Daf. So, that was discussed then. But either way, maybe he's doing something wrong, maybe he's not. But maybe he's not crazy. He's not a shote here. V'hayotzi derech yichidi balayla. Somebody goes out alone. Eimar gan dripas achdei. Maybe he has gan dripas. What is that? Rashi has two opinions. Either it means that he is very nervous. Choli ha'ochis mitoch da'aga. He's become sick because he's anxious. Some type of anxiety disorder, but that doesn't make him a shote. And then he says, "Veli nira," that he just needs some fresh air. Maybe he's just burning hot, and he just needs some fresh air, so he'll go out a little bit at night, even by himself. But either way, maybe he's not a shote. V'amakareas ksuso, emar bal machshavosu. Somebody tears his clothing. Maybe he's thinking about something, and he's just not concentrating on what he's doing. Right, remember the Gemara is in Shabbos Peches, where Rav is in the middle of learning. He didn't notice that he was sitting on his thumbs and there was blood shooting out of it. He just lost himself. So maybe he just lost him and he doesn't realize what he's doing. Right, sometimes, you know, they have these plastic tablecloths that people play with and they're just like tearing them and they're not even thinking. Is it on Shabbos? Is it Misasek? Is it Korea? But sometimes people might do things even without thinking. So here too, Kiva, Davdina Lakulu, but if he did all of them, then Havi Luhu. Then we don't say, oh, maybe he has an excuse. Havi kamisha nagach shor chamor v'gamal. It's like an ox that gores three different types of animals. Shor chamor v'gamal v'nasem muad l'kol. Becomes a muad for all three. Did it three times. Does all three. And therefore here too, he did all of these three behaviors, so we don't give him this excuse. Ask the Turi Evan, the Shagasari, he says, why in the first place do we give him the benefit of the doubt? Oh, maybe he's not a shota. Why don't we say maybe he is a shota? And final chumrah, maybe we'll say he's not a shota. If he gives kiddushin or a get, we'll be machmir for his behavior. But even lakula? Even lakula, we're not going to treat him as a shota? Why are we so trying to not treat him as a shota? V'chimishum te'ika l'mitzle bahani, emer te'ka'amar lo machzinen le'b'shota? He's acting b'derech shtus. So why are we trying to bend over backwards and trying to view him as a bari? So says the Turei Evan, because there's a chazaka of the whole world not being shotas. If you don't know something about a person, you don't assume he's a shota until proven shota. Right? Even though we might say there are a lot of people out there in the world but they're not in this stage though. They're not in the halachic definition of shota. Right? They might not act appropriately and properly always, but they're not a shota. So he says that's what Yishlomo does. Lina basar ruba de inchi to lab shotim heim or mishamachi. I feel that we can chazaka lahachmir kemahu. We still hold ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. The rov wins, and therefore says the Turei Aven. That's why we're trying, because there is a rov that we follow. Good. If you look at the Rambam seems to take all of these just as examples. Just as examples. Right, Tosfos here says, and before we get to the Rambam, Tosfos says here on the bottom Tosfos, what if you do one of these actions three times? The Gemara said if you do all three of these one time, so then that is considered a chazaka of shota. But one of these three times, then it's not as chazik. Lowest chazik. That's not good enough. Meaning, you might say, there's not an exact parallel to Shor Muad. Because Shor Muad, if you gore one thing three times, so then that also makes you a Muad. Not to everything, but at least to this item. But Tosfos says, it's not enough to do one of them three times. If you look in the Rambam, again, the Rambam talks about shota in a few contexts. We'll do it. The Rambam Menuchas Eidus. A shota is pasala Eidus. What is a shota in that context? Says the Rambam. Hashota pasala Eidus. In Hilchas Eidus, tes. Perkas alachatas. Why is a shota pasala Eidus? Lafish she'eno ben mitzvos. He's not chayv in mitzvos. Velo shota shu mahalich arum u'meshaber kelim v'zorek avanim bilvad. A shota is not only someone who walks around naked, breaking things and throwing rocks. That's not the only definition of a shota. Ella, kol mi shenitra fadaito. Anyone who literally lost his mind. V'nimseis daito mishubeshes tamid. Yeah, it's in that line. He's always out of control. So then, afilu b'davar ben advarim, afal bishu medaber, v'shoel, ki'inyan, b'shar advarim. Even though sometimes he could ask a normal question, harei zeh pasul u'bichlal ha'shotem yichashev. If he generally acts out of control, tamid always, even if he could like ask a sensical question once in a while, that is still called a shota. And the Radvaz, the Kazavisha says, the Rabba must understand all of these in our Gemara just as examples. Not as actions that you dafka, actions that you dafka need, right? Kiven tirdaita mishubajas eino machavein eduso. Then he quotes in the Kesef Mishnah, Hu adin l'chol davar, shederach hashodim lasos osam, v'hanach l'dugma naktinu. Right, he just mentioned these as examples. When Bnekach l'iskir Rabbeinu, osam azor, he doesn't even mention the ones in the Gemara. But they're just examples. That's the Kesef Mishnah here in Hilchas Eidus. Okay. Weiter, second line. Amar Rav Papa, Isham Yaleid L'Rav Huna HaDetanya. If Rav Huna would have heard the following, remember Rav Huna was the one on the bottom who said he had to do all of them. If he would have heard the following, says Rav Papa, that he wouldn't have said what he said. HaDetanya, the Braisa, if he would have heard this Braisa, Ezeo Shote, Zeha Ha'ma'abed Kol Mashenostim Lo, someone who loses everything that's given to him, right? So, Havi Hadarbe, he would have been Choserbo. He would have been Choserbo from something that he said. So ask the Gemara, Ibailu, what would he have been Choserbo from? Ki havi haderbe mi mekareak susahu, tavi haderbe, de dam yelaha? Would have he just been haderbe, been Choserbo from the one that it's similar to what it says in the Braisa? You lose what's given to you, you tear your shirt, right? Because that's something that you have. Is only that he would have been Choserbo from? O dilma mi kulu havi hader. Or would it have been Choserbo from all three, because all of them are similar types of behaviors, and he'd been Choserbo from all of them. So Teku, we don't know what he would have been Choserbo from. Interesting, a shote is someone who's given something and he just loses it. So we could say that the greatest gift that we're given is time. Right? If somebody takes what they're given and just loses it and doesn't appreciate its value, then they're shotim. Right? We have to realize, not just look at others, but look at ourselves in terms of the appropriate use of time. Right? There's another Gemara in Gittin, right? What is considered godless. Some of Gemara, Rav Pam talks about that Gemara. What's considered godless? Evan Vizarko, Tzor Vizarko, Egos Venotlo. Someone who can tell the difference between a nut and a rock. Right? If you take the nut, then you throw away the rock. That's a simon of godless. And then another definition is someone who's given something but knows you got to give it back. Right? In the concept of sharing. But also, right, with Simon of Gavlos, we realize that not everything is with ours forever. Right? If we're given something and we know it's got to be given back at a certain point, that's a Simon of Gavlos. So we have to take all of these ideas on a deeper level. Simonim of Gavlos, Simonim of Pikhus, as it talks about here, the opposite of Shota. So we have to take that in the most deeper sense. Okay, let's continue. V'tumta v'androgynis, v'chulu, they're also putter from the mitzvos. Tumtum, someone who has unclear, right, ambiguous genitalia. V'androgynis is someone who has both. V'chulu, Tanu Rabbanan. Zachur, lahotzi es hanashim. Zachur is to exclude, right? From the within the word zachurcha. Yeroeh kol zachurcha. You have the word zachur. So zachur, that excludes women. Zachurcha, lahotzi, tumtum, vandroganis. Zachurcha, the extra word, letter, excludes tumtum and androgynis. Kol zachurcha. Everyone, l'rabos is a ketanim. That includes ketanim, as we have the machlokas, b'sharim, b'sillah, what is the shear for a katan? So women, androgynous, tumtum are excluded. Certain levels of ketanim are included. Period. Amar mar, zachar lahotzi es anashim, halamali kra. What do you need a pasuk to exclude women from aliyah l'regel? Michdi, mitzvah zaseh, shazman gramahu. Is in aliyah l'regel a time-bound mitzvah? V'chol mitzvah zaseh, shazman gramah, nashim b'turos. And all mitzvahs that are time-bound, women are pater from. So what do you need the pasuk for? Many places, whenever the Gemara brings a pasuk for a p'tur for women, sometimes in the Gemara, sometimes in the Rishonim, the question is asked, what do you need the pasuk for? Isn't it time-bound? Nashim p'turos. So the Gemara answers, no. Itzrich. Salkadai dechamina. I might have thought, neila for iya me hakel. I would have learned the Xerah Shava from hakel, as we had. Malahala nashim chayavos, just like by hakel, women are obligated, as we had yesterday. Nashim ban l'shmoa. So if nashim, there it says pasuk in chumash. Right? Anashim anashim ataf. So, just like by Hakel der Chayavos, so too there be Chayavos by Aliyah Regel, Kamash Malan. That's why we say, no, women are pturas, that's why we need the Pasuk to exclude women. A lot to say here, in terms of Zman Grama. First of all, what's the source for women being pturos from Zman Grama? That's a Gemara Mesechus Kiddushin. First we learn it from Tfilin, and then Tfilin is ultimately learned from Talmud Torah. Women are pturos from Talmud Torah, the Ramon Yaradeya, where he says women are obligated in the mitzvahs of that they are shayach to them, but they really have a p'tur of Talmud Torah per se besides that, the lishma element of Talmud Torah. So too, they're p'turos from all mitzvahs asay, shazman grama, even though Torah is not a zman grama, but that's the source for tefillin, which is a zman grama. Is there a svara besides the p'tur? So there is an Abu Draham that maybe we could expand the literal meaning of the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham, we mentioned Abu Draham yesterday, two in a row, the Abu Draham on page Chaf Hei, in Tfilas Shel Chol, says the Abu Draham, after quoting this limud, he says, "V'hatam shenifteru anashim b'tzav seishes van grama l'fisha ha'isha mishubedes l'bayla lasos tzrachav." Literally, he says, because a woman is mechuyeves to, obviously, the husband and the wife have obligations to each other, right? A husband has to support his wife, and a husband has to many chiyuvim sherek sus va'ona. But a woman also has obligations within the house to the husband. If she would be obligated, the husband would need something done. If she would follow Hashem and not her husband, woe to her from her husband. And if you do what he wants, not what Hashem wants, oyla mi yotzra. Lefichach patra abori mi mitzvosav, kidei lios la shalom in baila. V'gdola mizu matzah, shalom bayis. That's what he says, shalom bayis. That's why there's a p'tur of zman grama. And he says, gdola mizu matzanu. Even more than this, right? Hashem's name is erased for shalom bayis, as we know from halachas of Sota. Just to expand this a little bit, one might understand that if the husband and the wife both have a chiyuv to do all the mitzvahs, both have a chiyuv to go to shul, both have a chiyuv to do this or that, then there can't be any family life, right? By mincha ma'ariv time. Oh, right, kids, we both got to go. I mean, it's impossible. It's hard enough that the husband leaves and the wife says, oh, it's always at this time, right? The mincha ma'ariv time, right? So, but again, you think about how would a family function if both parents would have the same level of mitzvahs in terms of davening, in terms of everything, in terms of chiyuvim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that. So to expand on the Shalom Bayis idea, that's what he says. Again, there's other ideas. Women don't need as many mitzvahs to be spiritual. That's also 100% true, that women are more spiritual naturally. And that's the pshat we mentioned a few weeks ago of Shalom Asani Isha, that a man goes through acknowledging and thanking Hashem for his chiv and mitzvahs. Right? He doesn't need. He needs as many mitzvahs. So he first says shlo asani goy, shlo asani avi, shlo asani isha. All the hierarchy of going up till mitzvahs. He doesn't say shasani Yisrael because you want to thank Hashem for each and every level. Shasani Yisrael, boom, you're finished. You can't say anything more than that. Right? That's why the post can discuss what happens if I went out of order by mistake. If by mistake I say shlo asani Aved, before I said Shlo Asani Goy, let's say. So, Mr. Burr quotes a Machlokas Aposkim. According to some, you can't say Shlo Asani Goy, because you already said Shlo Asani Aved. Right? If you say Shlo Asani Isha, so could you go back? If you went out of order, it's not so clear, but they all are independent, because it's a build-up about Chiv and Mitzvahs. The woman says Shlo Asani Kirtzono, because that's acknowledging I have less Mitzvahs, but you know what? I'm more connected to your Ratzon than a man is, because the natural spirituality that women have. Again, that's all also part of the tour of Zman Gramas. That is the again, nothing, no apologetics here. You know, halacha doesn't have to be apologetic for itself, but it's lechatchila showing how the system was, how the system works. Also, a big topic that we have touched on in the past, and that is the definition of Zman Grama. There are fascinating discussions in various areas why certain mitzvahs that look like Zman Gramas are not Zman Gramas. The Chachma Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger and Shulchan Aruch talks about Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham quotes, women don't do Kiddush Levana. Why? Because it goes back to Chava. Something that Chava, they were going, the Levana getting small. Ask the Chachma Shlomo on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Isn't it a Zman Grama? You can only do it the first half of the month? So the answer is, and many Achronim quote this Kiddush of the Chachma Shlomo after him, a Zman Grama means it's really totally on time. Isn't something that I can do every day of the year, but it's only a mitzvah today. I can shake a lulav today, but it's not a mitzvah. Come Sukkot, shaking a lulav is a mitzvah. I can blow shofar every day of the year. Comes Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah. What's the Kiddush Levana? Giving a bracha to Hashem about the moon as the moon gets bigger. That's the mitzvah. So in the second half of the month, the matzav, the conditions for the mitzvah don't exist. That's not Zman Grama. Zman Grama means the conditions exist, it's just not the time for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only as the moon's getting bigger. Right? Or like the famous Ramban, whether he said it or not, let's assume he said it, because it says it in a few places. The Ramban that called Sfiras HaOmer, not as Zman Grama. Sfiras HaOmer is not as Zman Grama. That's the ultimate. The answer is no. The mitzvah is to count from Pesach to Shavuos. So today, it's not that there's the mitzvah that's there and I can't do it. It's no mitzvah. The conditions don't exist. You have that by Bikurim also. So those three, Bikurim, Kiddush Levana, and Sfiras HaOmer. It's not by all of those that it's not as Zman Grama, because it's not totally on time. One other limitation. Again, it's all about the definition. The Rishonim ask in Kiddushin, there's a pasuk to exclude women from the Chiv of Bris Milah for their sons. Also there, why isn't that as Zman Grama? Ask Tosfos. Ask the Rishonim. Milah is only by Yom. So why do you need a pasuk to exclude women? So again, fascinating answers given. Says the Ritva. The Ritva there quotes, well, it's not as Zman Grama, because Zman Gramas are only mitzvahs that are dependent on you personally without any other factor. But Mila has to do with the baby. So there's no Pturim. It's mitzvah says Zman Grama upon you. Another limitation. Ikala Meimra, the Ritva says there, Kedushin Chavtes. If it's not purely on you, then women are going to be obligated. We're going to talk about this in our Shabbos afternoon shiurim. The Minchas Chinuch love this Ritva. He uses this to explain why women are obligated in the mitzvah saseh of Shemitah, even though it's time bound. The lo saseh, fine. All lo saseh they're obligated in. What about the mitzvah saseh? There's no hekesh in the Gemara if they're obligated in the lo saseh, they're obligated in the saseh. No, there are differences. So the Ritva says, because Shemitah doesn't only have to do with you, it has to do with the land. Just like the Ritva says, it doesn't only have to do with you, it has to do with the baby, by Bris Milah. The Minchas Chinuch says, it has to do with the land, and that's why women would be obligated, even though it is a Zman Grama. Okay, that's a lot, but let's continue. Amar Ma, right in the middle. Zechurcha lahotzi tumtum va'androgynis. So Zechurcha, exclude those two individuals. Bishlama androgynis. It's strich. Fine, androgynis, I need a pasuk to exclude. Why? He has both. Right, it's a question medically what this is bizman hazeh. We don't know what it is exactly. But zaka da dechamina hoel ve'is leitzad zachrus lechayiv. No, the havamina is that you might have thought to be mechayivim because he has a tzad of being a male. Kamash v'lan no debriyah b'fnei atzmahu. He is a different, unique. He's not male. He's not female. It's something different in halacha, and that's why you need the pasuk to exclude el tumtum sveku. But a tumtum is one or the other. You just don't know. right? One's hidden, it's ambiguous. So it's a suffix. So mi yisra krala mute sveika. Do we need a pasuk to exclude a suffix? Of course a suffix is excluded. He's not going to be chayiv. So you don't need a pasuk for that. One more line. Amar Abaye kishabesa mi bachutz. No, the chiddush is where part of his zacharis looks like it's he's a male. It looks like he's a male because part of the aver is formed. But it's not fully. So that's why you would have thought in that case, you know what, he should be chayiv kamash b'lan, he's not. What does the question, the rhetorical question of the Gemara sound like? You need a pasuk to exclude a suffix? Of course the suffix is excluded. The Meiri says here, you know what this proves? The Rambam. Suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan? The first shmaitza, the first shev shmaitza. That's the topic. Achlokas Rambam Rashba. Whether the idea of suffix d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a din d'oraisa, or do I say no? Suffix d'oraisa is l'kula. The Rabbanan said suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. So which is it? So this is a very strong raya. There are various gemaras that point in different directions. This gemara seems to be a favorite, like the Rambam. Because what does the gemara say? If it's a suffix, of course you're potter. Of course you're potter. Suffix the raisa l'chumra. So it sounds like we'd obviously say he's not chayef in a case of suffix. The Rashba has a very hard reading of this gemara. Very difficult reading. The Sfasemis tries to explain how the Rambam doesn't, but the Meiri says this is a very strong raya to the shita of the Rambam. What is the Rashba's raya that he brings? The pasuk by Mamzer. The pasuk says suffik Mamzer is mutter, but vade Mamzer is aser. So the Rashba says, why does the Gemara have to have a special pasuk there? It must be that's an exception to the rule, right? Usually suffik is lachumra. A couple of cases there's a pasuk suffik Mamzer, suffik Arla. A couple of cases, but generally a suffik is aser. You know what the Rambam says? You know it from Mamzer, but that's being megale on the whole rule, right? But again, this Gemara is very strong for the Rambam. Okay. Omer Mar calls a churcha l'rabos zaktanim. Last line of the brisa calls a churcha includes zaktanim. V'atnan chutz b'cherishot v'katan. But what do you mean? I thought katan is excluded, right? Even in our Mishnah, right? The first line says a katan is excluded, and then the next line says who is the katan, right? So Omer Avaya lo kasha. Kan b'kan shegi l'chinuch, kan b'kan shelo yegi l'chinuch. Depends how old of a katan. Meaning, remember, higi l'chinuch for every mitzvah has a different age. Right, the Bryce in Sukkah, which discusses for tzitzis, you have to be old enough to misati vatzitzis and lulav and tefillin. Right, every mitzvah has its own age. Katan shigil achinuch drabanani. What do you mean? Katan shigil achinuch. That's also drabanan. The pasuk would be coming to include a katan. So the Gemara says in Achinami, the cross machta bialma. You're right. The mitzvah of chinuch is drabanan technically, and the pasuk is an asmachta. Keep in mind, we've always said we like to quote the chinuch of Asher Weiss. It doesn't mean that on a daraisa level you don't have to give your kids a Jewish education. The rabbanu b'chadesh, oh, Jewish education. No, it's rason Hashem. But obviously Hashem wants you to be mechanech. We have to be mechanech our children. But the details of chinuch are derabbanan. Weiter, third to last skinny line. And look, as we see, this daf is these couple of dafim and chagiga are jam packed. Right, that's keep that in mind when we get to the second half. All the tum and taras that also will be jam packed, but just in a different way. But these are full. Ella ve'ella krala ma'asa. If it's really just an asmachta, so what is the word zechurcha really coming to teach me? Likida acherim related to acherim shita. Ditanya acherim omrim hamekametz v'hametzarif nechoshes v'habursi. These men smell really foul odor emanating from them. Makabate, someone who gathers up the excrement of animals in order to use for leather processing. He smelts metal. Habursi also works in the tannery. Pturim in Ariya, they're putter. Mishum Shenamar, Kol Zechurcha, Misha Yachol Alos, Im Kol Zechurcha. Anyone who could go up with Zechurcha. Yatsu Elosh, Inam Runa Alos, Im Kol Zechurcha. They can't go up with everybody else. So they are putter. Major machlokas. What happens if they take a shower? What happens if they soap very well? The Gemara says, oh, they're excluded. They're excluded. Tosfos on that base. And the question could be asked in a different way. Is this a Cherim arguing on the Mishnah that we had? The Mishnah list of Cherishot of Akatan, all the Pturim. Do we paskin this way? That they're also putter, or is the Mishnah arguing that they're chayav and the rest is putter? So Tosfos back on Daf Bezim and Aleph says ton of a shear, meaning we do paskin like this that they are putter, Period. The Rambam quotes the Rambam says they're chayav after they wash themselves off, and they're only putter if they still smell. But maybe it's a Metzias machlokas. You can never get the smell out of these people. Maybe like the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about if you marry somebody, if a woman gets married to one of these people without knowing what they do for a living, right? Is it a mekartos? Because maybe the cell can never leave. But either way, that is a discussion in the Rishonim here. Is there a machlokas tanoim here, or everybody agrees? Do we say these people are finished? They're pater always, even if they would wash themselves? The Rambam says no. The Rambam says they're chayiv. And the Ma'ari Kirkus says, because the Rambam understands that it's only if they still smell, but if they would wash, it would be okay. But the Rambam in Chagiga base, if you want to look up that discussion. Weiter. Nashim, I'll just read you the Rambam. Let me just read the Rambam, because it's an important lashon. The Rambam says, Avo pishahein me'usin, mipnei malachtan, hare elu mitaharin gufan, umalbushan, va'olin, v'chal yisrael, le'ra'os. That's what he says. Even though inherently they smell, but take a shower, get new clothes on, and go. And the Ma'ari Kirkus says, "Da'acher lo mamati luhu ela ba'odam b'miususan b'bnei she'enem yichol la'losim kol zechurcha." But when they take a shower, they are okay. Vayter. Nashim avadim she'enem shacharin v'chulu. Second white line. Bishlama nashim kida amran. I already explained the pater of nashim. El avadim inalan. How do you know that an eved is pater? Amra funa damar kra. El Pnei HaAdon Hashem, Alila Ragel, is to go to the Adon Hashem, Mishein Lo El Adon Echad, Yatza Zeh, Sheish Lo Adon Acher, excluding an Eved who has another Adon. Halam Likra, one second, what do you need the Pasuk for? Michdi, Kol Mitzvah Sheish HaChayev Es Be'Eved Chayev, as we know, the Gzeirah Shavah, comparing women and Avadim, both have the Pater of Zman Grama. Kol Mitzvah Sheish HaChayev Es Be'Eved Chayev, the Gamar Lo Lam Isha. So we need a separate Pasuk to exclude a Eved. Again, parenthetically, the Rishonim point out, women and Avadim do not have the same type of patur in terms of Zman Grama, right? So, again, someone who does not research can say, Judaism looks like women like Avadim. Chas v'shalom. A woman has full Kedushas Yisrael with a patur of mitzvos. An Eved doesn't have a chiv in those mitzvos because he lacks Kedushas Yisrael. It's a different direction. And that's why it could be, some Rishonim say, it could be that an Eved cannot make brachas on his Zman Grama, even though a woman can, according to Balei HaTosfos. Because a woman has full Kedusha. She has a Ptura, as we explained before. But an Eved can't, according to some Rishonim, against Machlokas. But anyway, but Lamaisa, an Eved is learned that from Isha, Gzira Shava, Amaravina. So what do you need the Pasuk for? L'onesuch ha'ela, l'misha chatzi Eved, l'chatzi ben chorin, for a chatzi chatzi. So that's why you need the pasuk. Deikanami, and it's also the language of the Mishnah. Diktani nashim v'avadim she'einon mishachrarin. My she'einon mishachrarin. What does that mean? That they're not mishachrar. Ilei she'einon mishachrarim klal. If it means they're totally avadim, so let's say avadim stama. What do you have to say? This extra lashon of avadim she'einon mishachrarin. An eved is not mishachrar, is not freed. So what do you have to say that in the Mishnah? For el alav she'einon mishachrarim legamre. It means they're not totally freed. U'mayninu mishachatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin shma mina. So what does that mean? He works for his master Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, right? He switches off. Switches off. Right? That is the what we need to exclude. Period. The ksos in Kufayin Ches, Kufayin Aleph discusses whether the Eved on the days that he works for his master is a full Eved, and the days that he works for himself is really free, or even every day is really diluted by the other days. That's a good question. And there's nafka minas on those days. Again, the Gemara said before, based on the Mishnah, you can't get married. Because well, you can be married one day and not married the next day. That's not going to work. But what about this case? So the Ksos is noted to say it's not full. Because where else could you have a case where an Eved becomes free without getting an Eved Meshuchrar, getting an Shtar Shichrar? So he thinks each day is diluted by tomorrow. So that's the Ksosis discussion. These four people, Tanur Rabbanan, Raglayim, Prat Labali Kavin. Right, Raglayim excludes, as we had yesterday, people who have an amputated leg that have a stump. Tavar Acher Raglayim, Prat Lechiger, Ulechola, Ulesuma. Excluding a lame person, can't walk by himself, a sick person, a blind person, Ulezakein, Ulesheini Yachola, Alos Baraglav. Ulesheini Yachola, Alos Baraglav, Lasuye Mai. What is that including? Right, you just listed a few. Amarava, Lasuye, Mifanki. People who are Mifunakim. What does that mean? They can't go barefoot. They always have to wear shoes. They always have to wear shoes. So you can't go all the way, because you're going to have to take off your shoes. Rashi, She'ein holchin below min'al. They don't go without shoes. Deen adam nichnas l'harabayis b'min'alo. You can't go to the harabayis with shoes on. Right? So therefore, that's also someone who can't go. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, mis kisabo leros panai, mi bi, when you come to see me, says Hashem, mi bi ke zos, mi yetchem, who asked from you this? Ramos chatzirai, trampling my courtyards. So we say that means trampling with shoes on, right? That is what is negative. What's so bad about shoes? About wearing shoes? Why is there a halach of not wearing shoes in the base of Mikdash? So let's save that for the end, but Hashem, hopefully there'll be time to go into, right, is there a connection to not wearing shoes on Yom Kippur, and the Shalna Lecha Me'al Rag Lecha, so Hashem, we'll get to it. But first, let's continue. Tano, second line, Ha'arel V'atame, Peturim and Ari'iya, in Arel, an uncircumcised person, man, and a tame are potter from Re'iya. What does that mean? Rashi says, they have no chiyav. Of course, they can't go into the base of Mikdash. That's a din d'araisa, the tame. But they don't have a chiyav to send their karbanos Re'iya either. Why? Bishlama tame dechsev. Uvasa shama v'havesim shama. We compare going and bringing. Kal sheyeshnu b'biya yeshnu b'ava. Whoever could go into the base of Mikdash has a chiyuv to bring karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol she'enu b'bi'enu b'ava, but if you can't go in, then you have a chiyuv to send. So a tamei cannot go in. It's an isidarais, a chiyuv kares. For a tamei to go into the Beis HaMikdash, bizman hazeh, we can't go wherever we want because we are tamei. So we are pater, they are pater from sending the karbanos. Ela arel minalan. But what's the marker for arel? That an arel does not have a chiyuv to send his karbanos. Hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. So Rabbi Akiva, damar bilara katame. Rabbi Akiva compares an arel to a tame. Titani Rabbi Akiva omer ish la rabo says to arel. Rabbi Akiva holds that a tame, an arel also cannot eat. The context is eating truma. Right? If he is an arel kohen, an arel kohen cannot eat truma, just like a tame kohen can't eat truma. So you would apply that to Hilchas Aliyah Regel as well. A machlokas that comes up in many places in Shas, many places, whenever Arel is found. Zvachim and Yevamis, what does Arel mean? Uncircumcised. What does that mean? So Rashi all over says, Meso Echav Machmas Mila. Somebody has two older brothers that died from a bris mila because of hemophilia, so he is not allowed to get a bris mila. Not allowed. Because we paskin two as a chazaka by pikuach nefesh. So he's not allowed to get bris milah, so he's an arel. Sorry. He could do most mitzvos. Almost all mitzvos an arel could do. Count for a minyan, and eat matzah, and everything. There's a few he can't do. Karban Pesach, and avoda, if he's a kohen. Eat truma, if he's a kohen. But that's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam quoted right here too. Look in Tosfos Demarbe, third white line. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. No, Rabbeinu Tam says if halachically you can't get a bris mila, you are not an arel. Wow, that's Rabbeinu Tam shita. If the halacha says no, then you're not an arel. The status of arel is if you don't get a bris mila on purpose. But if you're not allowed to get a bris mila, then you're not an arel. Unbelievable. And you can eat truma. Maybe you can even do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a physical thing. Other Rishonim say no. I'm sorry. So as Rabbeinu Tam says, who is an arel? Somebody who's scared. Somebody who's scared. Doesn't want to get a bris mila because he's scared. Tosfos quotes, "Demefarshit doig machmas atzar." He's scared. Okay, we understand you're scared, but you're an arel. If you know, if somebody doesn't get bris mila. But that is a machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam throughout. We generally rove Rishonim and Paskin against Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Paskin like Rashi. Right? But that's a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Fighter. Tana Rabbanan. Tami Pater Min Ari'iya. A Tami is Pater. Dichsiv. Uvasa Shama Vavesem Shama. Kosh Yeshto Babia Yeshto Baba. Kosh Eina Babia Eino Bahava. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Tahabai Omer. Bishur Rabbi Yehuda. Suma Ba'achas Me Eino. Pater Min Ari'iya. Even someone who is Pater, Suma in one eye, blind in one eye, he is Pater from Alila Regal. Shenem or the Karbanos. Shenem are Yeh Ra'eh. We have this already. Kederach Sheba Lir'os. Kach Ba Lir'os. And again, we said, there's a big question how to understand this Maimer, and we went with Rashi's Pshat. Kederach, just like Hashem comes to see you with full vision, Kaviyachol, so too you have to go see him with full vision. Ma ba liros bishtei enav, af liros bishtei enav. Okay, here we go. We are about to have about 12 or so psukim that Amoraim read and cried when they read it. Right? Today's daf going on to tomorrow's daf. So number one, Rav Huna, Kimata Lahaikra Yire Yira'eh Bachi. Right? He used to cry. That's why we got into it here. Because the first one is about this pasuk. Omar, he used to say, Evet Sharaba Mitzapa Loloroso Yisrachik Mimanu. An Evet that Hashem loves. Yire Yira'eh. Hashem wants to see us. And, oi, an eved, a master once he has an owl, look what he said. What does he say? Dichsiv, kisaval leros panai, mi bikei shos biyatchem, ramos chatzirai, I'm not interested. Right, the haftar for Shabbos Chazon. Right, Yishayo, Perak Aleph. He's not interested in us. Oi, he used to cry. So the Musar Askel about all these psukim is that there should be some psukim in Tanakh that make us cry. Right, that's what we should, be emotionally connected to certain psukim. That's the Musar we could get. Rav Huna, kimati lahaikra bachi. Rav Huna also, this pasuk made him cry. Vizavachta shlamim v'yachalta sham. You bring carbon shlamim, and you eat it there. Evet sh'rabo mitzapa lechal shulchano. In evet that his master expects to eat, right? Eat at his table. Yisrachik mimanu. He's not interested. Dichsiv lamali rov zivchechem yomar Hashem. Right? I'm not interested in your karbanos, period. So we would read this Gemara and say, okay, wonderful, nice, I got it. We want to learn any halachic yesodos from it. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, classic Rabbi Yosef Engel. The Asvin Daraisa, there's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak of Baba Kama. We know there's a carbon shlamim. Carbon shlamim, why is it called shlamim? Shalom, I get it, the Yisrael gets a piece, the Kohen gets a piece, Hashem gets a piece, everybody gets a piece. Right, what happens? The fats go to the Mizbeach. The Kohen gets the chazeh and the shok. And Israel gets all the rest of the meat. So what the Kohen gets is called Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. From Hashem's table. What about what the Israel gets? Is that also called Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu? Is that also called that? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Mesechas Baba Kama. Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, I think it's Yud Gimel. Right? The Yud Beis Manalath, I'm sorry. So that's Machlokas there. Says Yud Yosef Engel, Zohar Gemara. Right? Eved Sharabo Mitzapa Lechol Al Shulchano. His table, capital H. He takes this Gemara and he says, "Oh, right, Rashi, right? This is mi kodshe mi shulchan gavoa kazachu. Right, that's the Elashon. Amazing. Fine. Rabbi Lazar, kimati. If you want to look it up, it's Asvin Daraisa, Klal Beis, Dibur Maschol Vehine. Rabbi Lazar, kimati lai krabachi. This pasuk made him cry. V'lo yachlo achiv. This pasuk at least hopefully makes some of us cry, right? It's by Yosef and the brothers meeting. V'lo yachlo achiv lanoso sogi nevadu mipanav. They couldn't answer him because they were so in shock. Uma tochachash basav adamkach. If the brothers couldn't answer Yosef, who was human, tochachash lagadosh baruch olachas kam v'kama. Surely the tochacha that Hashem is going to give us, right? Very famous Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayigash. What was the tochacha here? Right, he just said, "Is my father still alive?" The tochacha is, you're so worried, your actions aren't consistent. You used to be, now you're so worried about your father with Binyamin. 22 years ago, you weren't so worried. Right, that was the Musar and the Beis Halevi in Vayigash. Rebbe Lazar, Gimati Lahai Krabachi. Rebbe Lazar, when he got to this pasuk, he cried. But Yom Shmuel Shol. Remember, alluded to this before. Shol HaMelech, at the end of his life, the day before he's going to die. Right, he's very nervous because Hashem is not communicating with him. Shmuel had already died. The Urim and Tumim is not giving him any messages. So he goes to the witch of Ein Dar, to bring Shmuel up from the dead. When Shmuel comes up, he says to Shaul, "Lama yirgas tani la'alos osi? Why'd you bring me up? Why'd you do this?" Uma Shmuel atzadik. Now, interesting, it's called Shmuel atzadik here. Haya misyari min hadin. If Shmuel was nervous, so surely we should be nervous. Ask the Gemara, Shmuel, how do you know Shmuel was nervous? Sounds like he was just mad at Shaul. How do you know he was nervous about din? Tichsif, because the pasuk says, "Vatomar ishel Shaul Elohim ra'isi olim." The woman says to Shaul, "I see an Elohim. I see a very chashev person." Remember, Chazal say that usually the spirits used to come upside down. He came straight up, and only like very chashev people came straight up. That's what she says to Shaul. "What are you doing to me? I didn't know you were going to bring this up." Elohim Ra'isi Olim. So Olim Trei Mashma. Olim is plural. So two people. Who else came up with Shmuel? Chad Shmuel V'idach Da'aza Shmuel V'aisei L'Moshe Ba'adei. Shmuel brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him. Amar Lehi. Shmuel says to Moshe, "Moshe, you got to come with me. Dilma Chas B'Shalom Ladina Mispina. I think I'm going to be judged. I need your help. Kum Ba'adoi, come with me. D'laka Milchsa D'kasaf D'Ba'araisa D'Lokiyamti. I was a good guy. I would fulfill the Torah. So could you please come and help me out here?" Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that Moshe is going to be made. It doesn't mean that Moshe is going to testify. Right, that's not what it means here. Right, third to last Tosfos. Doesn't mean that he's going to be made. But what does it mean? It means that I made the appropriate drushos in understandings of the halachas that you gave. You're not going to testify that I was a tzaddik. No, you're going to testify that all the drushos were correct. Fine. Rabbi Ami, Kimati Laikra, Bachi, Yitin Ba'afar Piu, Ula Yesh Tikva, right? Pasuk and Echa. We'll have dirt in our mouth, maybe there's hope. Amar Kule Hai V'Ulai, the whole Churban, and it's only a maybe? Only a maybe? It's one of the most piercing words in all of Tanakh, Ulai. Right, we say it in Slichus. Ula Yachos Amani Ve'Evion, Ula Yerachem. Ulai. Rabbi Ami, Kimati Laikra, Bachi, this one also. Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava, ulai, tisasru biyom af Hashem. Maybe we'll be able to be hidden on the day Hashem gets angry. Amar kule haiv ulai. Rabbi Asi, kimati laikra bachi, used to cry, sin ura ve'ehevu tov, vahatzigu b'shar mishpat, hate evil and love good, and put a mishpat in the gate, ulai, yechanan Hashem alokei tzvakos. Again, kule haiv ulai. Rabbi Yosef, kimati laikra bachi, this pasuk. The next Gemara tells us a story which is going to give us more questions than it's going to give us answers. We don't have time to go into it in depth, but even with all the answers, it's a difficult Gemara, and we just have to know that Hashem's in charge, and that's what we believe. But it's a challenging Gemara to understand. The Yesh Nispeh below Mishpat. By the way, Mishle says there are sometimes people die not justly, below Mishpat, meaning early. Amar, Mi'ika da'azo below Zimnei. Is there anyone who goes before his time? In, so yes, there is, like the following story the Gemara says. Kihadra Bibi Barabaya, Havishchiach Gabi Malach HaMaves. He was good friends with the Malach HaMaves. Right, so the Malach HaMaves would come, like we had him a couple of days ago. The Malach HaMaves came to one of the Amorami, I'll come back in a month. I want to chazer my learning first. So he always had conversations with the Malach HaMaves. Amalei Lishluchei, Zil, Aisile, Miriam, Magadz, Laseir, Nashia. One time, the Malach HaMaves told his shliach, go bring me, meaning it's time for her to die, Miriam, the one who braids hair. He must have just said Miriam Magadzla, not more specific than that. Because Azal Aisilei, Miriam Magadzla Dardaki. So his shliach brought him the wrong Miriam, wrong in quotes. Right? Miriam, the one who raises children. Right? So Amar Lei, Anamir Magadzla, Shia Nashi Amar Lecha. You brought the wrong woman. The Malach HaMaves tells his shliach. Amar Lei, okay, let me put her back. What does that mean? That she was still like a goses in the hospital and maybe she could get back? Right? So Amar Lei, he says, no, holva aisise lev eliminyana. If she's already here, let her be amongst the dead. Right? Let her, you can't bring her back. Ela hechiachlis lei. Right? So Ella, so how is it possible? So our Bibi says, how is it possible that, the Gemara says, since it wasn't her time. Havas Nakita, the answer is she was in a very dangerous situation. B'shah Sakana, right? We say the Sadan is Mekatre. B'shah Sakana. Havas Nakita Mitara Biyada, she had like a poker for an oven in her hands. Havas Kashagra Umachra Tanura, she was stoking the oven. Shakalte V'anchata Gabatakara, and then she put it down by mistake on her foot. Katcha V'isra Mazle, she got burned. And her mazel went bad, meaning she was in a sakana, va'isise, and therefore she was brought in that situation. Armalei Rabbi Rabbaye Islachol Rishuslam Evadachi. Hey Malach HaMaves, you're allowed to do this? You're allowed to take somebody early? Armalei Velokziv Yesh Nispeh Below Mishpat. Doesn't it say it in Mishle? Sometimes I have that power. Armalei, but Rabbi says Velokziv Dar Holech V'Darba. A generation goes not before the next generation is ready to come. Right, no generation impinges on the previous. Amar, dereina lehu ana. You're right. Well, they're not going to be totally like other niftarim. They're going to stay with me on my travels until their time really comes. And then they're going to go up. Dereina lehu ana. They're going to stay with me ademalu lehu ledara until the generation really finishes, quote unquote. Sounds like when they were supposed to die. Vahadar mashlim nele leduma. And then I'll give him to Duma. Right, who's Duma? Rashi says, Duma is the Shomer HaMesim, the one who is the Malach. It's a Malach called Duma, right? That's why we say the Marsha says, Lo HaMesim Yahaluka, V'lo Kol Yardei Duma. Lo Kol Yardei Duma. Amar Lei, Sosof Shanya Mayavdis. But Rabibi continues to say and says, but what about the years that this person was supposed to have? Meaning, what about the Zechuyos that this person could have accumulated in these years? Amar, he says, Yikat Servame Rabbanan, De Maver Bimile, if there's a great young rabbi that is Ma'avir al Midosav, right, that is someone who let things slide, Mosifna Lehule, I give him those years. Vahavi Chilufe, and that person will be the substitute. And all those mitzvos that this person accumulates will go to the previous person. Again, maybe that's why Mavra Midosav, because he'll be willing to give up some of those mitzvos that that they are accruing. Again, a challenging Gemara. What does this mean? Ultimately, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of when it's the time. So it could be just like there are various times for, let's say, Lahavdil, not Lahavdil, but Lamashal, Mashiach. Mashiach can come at 10 different times. Person is Zocha, person is Zocha. You know, a person's life has different ending points, one might say. If a person at one of those points is in a dangerous situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, makes certain decisions with Shlichim, and it could be that there are different times. A person is Mosif, let's say a person looks like they're at, and then everybody davens for them, and all of a sudden they get better. The Koach HaTfila, what happened? So it could be that there was a certain time that it was supposed to be, but the Gzair was changed. Right, so there are different ways that a gzar din can be changed. That could be one way to understand the Gemara. That there was a gzar din on this person, that she could have had tzchuyos to undo it, but she wasn't zocha to that. Something like that. Let's just do one more line. One more line. This is number 9. Rabbi Yochanan, because the Amid base here is huge. Rabbi Yochanan, kimati lahaikra bachi. He used to cry about this one also. Vatisiteni bo levalo chinam. This is another difficult pasuk. Hashem in Eo, Perek Beis. He says, the Satan seduced me to swallow up Eo for nothing. And Hashem was seduced. Right, we know the story. Evet Sharabo Masitin lo Venises Takana Yeshlo. Right, an Evet that was a master that was seduced about his Evet. Is there any hope? So Rabbi Yochanan used to cry about that pasuk as well. Remember Rabbi Yochanan, who lost many children. Rabbi Yochanan's talking, he used to cry for that pasuk. Anyway, so we'll stop here. The first 9 psukim that they cried about, but Hashem, we will continue again. So tomorrow's daf will be up from the last cycle, and Hashem will pick up with Hayim Abayis on the bottom. Next time.